Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now we welcome back Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort makes tremendous Christian movies, and his latest one is called The Atheist Delusion. Ray, welcome back to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Jerry.
Sure. So tell us about this movie, The Atheist Delusion. Oh, I think you've got a phone call, but if you could just continue with the show, that would be great, too.
I got rid of it.
Tell us about the movie.
It's very exciting. I went to a local college and I was just making a video to promote one of my books for a publisher, and I asked just off the cuff a question of an atheist, a scientific question about God, and it so transformed him within minutes. He turned from a hardened atheist to a believer in God's existence. And so I began going to universities and asking this one scientific question, and it transformed many atheists into being believers in God, not Christians, but believers in God's existence, because they couldn't deny it in the face of this one question. So we produced this movie, and we believe it's our best movie. Our YouTube channel's got 39 million views, so this is a tremendous platform to reach the lost, so we're super excited about it. And it's being offered as a download at the moment, and thousands of people downloaded it in the first couple of days, and then it comes out free on YouTube in about 2 months.
Okay, now when you say 39 million views, you're talking about all your movies combined, right?
Yes, all the movies combined. 180 did very well, over 5 million views. We're just so thrilled, because you think of, you know, if you'd have a mass crusade of 80,000 people in a stadium, that can cost millions of dollars and take years to pull together, and it's a lot of Christians involved. But this internet can reach literally millions with a click of a mouse, so we're super excited to have this access with the gospel to the unsaved.
Now, I don't want to have any kind of spoiler alert, but are you free to share? Do you feel comfortable to share what that question was?
Yeah, but I'd be dumb to, because people wouldn't watch the movie.
Ah, okay. So how do people...
It's a real teaser, but it really is. It's not a gimmick. It'll make you cry. It's just such a very powerful, powerful thing that we have in our hands here. We sit back and we're amazed at what happens sometimes with the movies, because we don't plan them. We just sit back in the studio and say, look at this, what's happening here. And you see, in the eyes of hardened atheists, they're computing this information they've been receiving, and suddenly they just wide their eyes and say, yeah, I believe in God's existence now. And we see that happen to about a dozen people on the movie, and all of them are hardened atheists. So it's a very thrilling thing to watch, and it's a very powerful tool to give to people, because so many young people are becoming atheists, which is just crazy to believe that nothing created everything's a scientific impossibility.
Okay, let me ask you this. The subtitle says this: Why Millions Deny the Obvious. That was a good subtitle. Explain it.
Yes. Well, Romans 1:20 tells us that everyone has this knowledge of God. The invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. So there's nobody who's an atheist. There's just people who pretend God doesn't exist because it exonerates them in their own eyes of moral responsibility. Mm-hmm. If there's no God, then fornication's okay, adultery's okay, blasphemy's okay, pornography's okay, homosexuality's okay. Anything goes if there's no God. But if there is a God, then every idle word we speak, we have to give an account thereof on the day of judgment. So we have a message for the ungodly that's like a big wet blanket for them, and that's why they run away from the light. But if we care about them, we've got to go to them and say, look, hell is a reality, God is holy, and you have to face them on judgment day. And if you want to live, you know, you must repent and trust in Christ. So that's the message we have, and it's a message that's the ultimate good news for a dying world.
Now, you go out in these different public places, like Venice Beach or something, in some of your previous movies, you just places like that, where people are not, you know, open to the gospel necessarily, and you boldly ask these kinds of questions. Has anybody threatened to beat you up or anything? Have you ever had any problems when you've gone out on the road with your camera and your
just
man in the streets?
A little bit. Sometimes I was nearly died in Israel when I preached the gospel in Jerusalem. That was very interesting, but normally I'm okay, and it's because I'm short and I've got a strange accent.
Huh. You know, but going back to the Jerusalem thing, was that from, did you care to say from what type of people? Or?
Oh, yes. This is a number of years ago. It's in a program on a television program called, I think, When Things Go Wrong. And I preached open air in Galilee, and it went really great. So I went, someone said, you've got to go to Jerusalem. Let's preach there. It's not far away. So the next night we went to Jerusalem, and I stood up and preached the gospel, and everything was fine, and this crowd was listening until I mentioned Jesus. And then the crowd started surging on me, and a guy spat on me five times, and then they chased the guy with a camera. And their plan was, they said, and it was either Arabic or another language, that they wanted to beat me to a pulp, and that was what was going to happen as soon as they got rid of the camera. But fortunately, I was able to sneak away, and I'm still here to tell the story.
Wow. Were those Orthodox Jews, or were those Muslims, do you think? Or
I'm not sure.
You don't even know. Okay.
Too quick. Because my favorite Bible verse is, if you're persecuted in one city, flee to the next. So I fled to the next.
Okay. Now, as far as this new movie, The Atheist Delusion, Ken Ham says, compelling, engages atheists like never before. Or Alex Kendrick, whom we've interviewed before here on this program, producer and director of War Room with his brother, that he wrote the script with. Check out The Atheist Delusion. Not only will it make you think, but it will confirm that there is a God who created and loved each of us. Powerful. A lot of great testimonies you have for the movie.
Yeah, we've got a lot of people that write to us and say, this is the best you've ever done, and it made me weep, and it makes us weep when we watch it because it's so unique. You very rarely do you see such honesty on film, captured on film, of atheists changing their mind about God before your very eyes. So can I mention the website where
Surely.
People can see the trailer?
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
Atheistmovie.com, atheistmovie.com.
And it's a, how does it work? Just a free download, or it'll be free in 2 months from now or something?
It'll be free in 2 months on YouTube. But up until then, it's $20 and people get free material, see the movie 2 months early, and help us have the financial ability to make more movies. And it's been a formula we've used for years, and it really does work when people say, oh, I can help you guys and see the movie and get free materials. And we've had thousands of people do that, and we're very grateful for it. And it'll come out on YouTube end of September. Freely, and that's when we want Christians to spread it all over this incredible thing called the Internet, so unsaved people get to see it.
Hmm. Why do you think, going back to one of the points you made earlier, why do you think there seems to be a resurgence of atheism in our time?
Well, we've got great gross darkness in our land. Never before have a generation had access to hardcore pornography and violence and wickedness with a touch of a mouse. And, you know, when I was a teenager and I had red blood in my veins and the hormones were kicking in, if I may say that, mm-hmm. You'd have to go to a store and get a picture of a girl. And it was pretty tame compared to now, I guess. But nowadays, so we have this darkness, and the more darker it gets, the more people are going to hate the light. And we're seeing a change of this nation from a God-fearing nation it was like 50 years ago to a nation that has no fear of God before their eyes. And consequently, there are men like Richard Dawkins, a Pied Piper, playing a tune that this generation loves to hear, mm-hmm. to say, look, there's no such thing as guilt. You don't have to worry about your conscience. There's no God. There's no right nor wrong. You can do what you want. And so pleasure becomes the ultimate rather than righteousness. But we have a gospel that can transform the hearts of men, transform my heart so they love righteousness. You know, I have you heard of Penn Jillette?
Oh, he's a with a partner or something?
Yeah, Penn and Teller, the famous magicians. He's a
okay.
very strong atheist. He'll cross out in God We Trust, and every dollar he comes across. I got to witness to him for 30 minutes just recently. It was just absolutely wonderful. I was in Washington, D.C., and I had an interview with Lawrence Krauss, who was a partner with Richard Dawkins, a very famous atheist, and he let me interview him for our movie. I was only allowed to ask 4 questions, wasn't allowed to butt it. It was great to have him, and then it was great to meet him. We've got a lot in common. He's short. He's Jewish, and he talks a lot about God as an atheist, and so do I. And one funny thing that happened straight after the interview, we shook hands, and he said to me, goodbye. And I said, you know, that means God be with you in Old English, don't you?
Yeah.
He said, no, it doesn't. Penn Jillette says, no, you're wrong. And I said, no, it's in the dictionary. And someone said, Google it. So Lawrence Krauss Googled it, and after about 30 seconds, he says, hang on. Yeah, God be with ye, Old English, goodbye. And he says, well, I admit that I'm wrong. And we shook hands and laughed, and it was a great time. And then just after that, Penn Jillette came downstairs, and I was on the sidewalk, and he approached me, and we began talking, and we spoke for 30 minutes about the things of God, and I was able to share gospel with him. And he spoke about it for 20 minutes on his podcast in June. So please pray for these guys, because they're very high-profile atheists.
Yeah.
And if God would save them, it would be a wonderful testimony for the Christian message.
Yes, it would. Now, you mentioned Richard Dawkins, and in fact, the name of your film is The Atheist Delusion. And of course, that I'm sure plays off of the God delusion by Dawkins. But I want to ask you something. Dawkins had an interesting conversation with Christopher Hitchens before Hitchens died about 4 or 5 years ago. Hmm. And in this, and I only read it in one place, but Hitchens and Dawkins, I think it was Dawkins asking Hitchens, he said, is it possible that what we're doing in showing, you know, the way to atheism and all these young people are following us and so forth, is it possible that in any way we're greasing the skids for Islam to take over more and more in the West? And I thought, wow, just even by asking that question, you know, and the short answer is, yes, of course you are, you idiots. Not only is it false what you're saying, but you are literally, you know, removing our freedoms in the long run. Freedom to resist the evil of radical Islam.
That is so right. I just published a book called Fat Chance, Pigs Will Fly Before America Gets an Atheist President, and it's just never going to happen. And Richard Dawkins, I have that quote in there where he says about that, he says, I've never heard of any Christians blowing up people. You know, I wonder if we're paving the way for Islam. And they certainly are in England. And what Islam does is it takes over a country politically, take over local areas, cities, politically. And we've seen it happen in London. London now has a Muslim mayor. And what they do is, their aim is to bring in Sharia law, cut off the hand for theft, stoning for adultery, a Mormon covered from head to foot. That's their aim. And atheism is being the John the Baptist, because in America, what atheism does, it does nothing else but sue people. And in the book, I've got over 80 lawsuits, frivolous, stupid lawsuits, where judges are taken to court for having the Ten Commandments on their walls, where mayors are taken to court for praying for in public, and things like this that are just crazy. And it's paralyzing Christians politically and opening the way for Islam to do what they've done in England. So Richard Dawkins was very insightful to see that. Although we can see it from this side, because yeah, we're Christians and we have a light that the ungodly just don't have. But
I guess even a broken clock is correct twice a day, to borrow a light from Alice in Wonderland. By the way, what is the name of your book?
It's called Fat Chance, and it's got a caricature of Donald Trump and Hillary on the front outside the White House, and pigs flying over the top of the White House. It's Fat Chance, Why Pigs Will Fly Before America Has an Atheist President. I don't know if you know, but there's no atheist in Congress. There's never been a U.S. president who's been an atheist. It's illegal to be an atheist and hold office in 7 states.
And, even to this day?
No, even to this day.
Those blue laws still exist.
And surveys show us that atheists are as popular as rapists in America. And so they haven't got a chance of being. This is why Bernie Sanders says, I'm not an atheist, because he knew if he said he was an atheist, he's out of there. No one can hold office because people don't trust an atheist, because there's no right and wrong. Have you ever heard the atheist say something like, religion or Christianity has caused more wars than anything?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's not true. It's an absolute lie. 2004, there was published Encyclopedia of Wars, which says there's been 1,763 wars in the history of humanity. 1,763 major wars. Only 8% were religious wars, and two-thirds of the 8% were in the name of Islam. So 92% of the wars in history weren't religious wars. They're political wars, like First World War, Second World War, Korean War, Vietnam War. And then while we're talking about slaughter in history, atheists slaughtered literally millions. Stalin, atheist, slaughtered 60 million people. Mayo, atheist, 4 million people. Pol Pot.
By the way, as far as Mao, I've even heard the number as high as potentially 72 million. But Pol Pot, millions.
And you've got Pol Pot, 1.7 million. He was an atheist, and so was Vladimir Lenin. So 110 million people have been slaughtered under atheistic communism by atheists, because you put them in political office when they've got no knowledge of right or wrong absolutes, they can take lives for their agenda. And so this is why people don't trust atheists politically, and they'll never hold off in America.
Jason Benham, author, TV host of the Benham Brothers, said, that was the best documentary I've ever seen. I'm really touched. Go ahead, Ray, and give us the information how people can access this film and download it, et cetera, pay the fee and so forth.
You can see the trailer on atheistmovie.com, atheistmovie.com. It'll give you the details there.
atheistmovie.com. Ray Comfort, thank you so much for all you do. God bless you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.